Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. We'll meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
All right, welcome. This is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the host of the show. It's All About Retirement. My co-host, Jenna Hudson, is not here. Today, she is out on a trip in Nashville at an important meeting. I just want to let you know that we are live in the studios today. Our number here is 631-451-1039. So if you want to talk about retirement issues or anything along those lines, I would be more than happy to take the call. So again, I'm Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist and president of Craig James Financial Services. We are located on 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, New York. That's Route 110 for people who don't know Broad Hollow Road. And I've been in business for 28 years. I haven't been on Wall Street prior to that, as part of that time. And I'm happy to be independent and helping people secure their retirement and helping people preserve their assets in retirement. You know, we work, we go to work every day, most of us do. And we want to look for one day when we're sitting back and we're relaxed and all the bills are paid and you're just sitting there at the beach watching all the waves roll in and enjoying your retirement, enjoying better health, enjoying having control of your day. And most importantly, knowing that all the bills are paid. You give money to kids. You take vacations all day. Do everything you want. And that's what it's there for. So every week we talk about, we created the show called It's All About Retirement. It's our third year, several months here on Long Island News Radio. And very excited to be talking to you every week about some sort of retirement issue. And today we're going to talk about retirement derailers, things that would derail your retirement. If you're interested, you want to get in, join our conversation, 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. And we'll be happy to talk about that. Now, I have an agenda. This is my show, so I could, talk about anything I want. And first, I wanted to recognize the fact that we've just passed the 70-year mark on D-Day. The freedoms that we enjoy today were paved by the sacrifices of the many who have proceeded before us. There was 160,000 U.S. and Western Allied troops across the English Channel. You can just imagine 160,000 to launch an offensive. I mean, that's more than all stadiums that I know. And to go into an unknown like that, took a lot of courage. I mean, we took a lot of risks as a country, but it needed to be done. You got the world that the Nazis created was truly, truly the best example of what I think is evil on earth. We see scary movies like The Exorcist. We say evil. I truly believe that this was, evil raised to some power. And when these people came in, it was the 160,000 people that risked their lives to preserve the freedom for all Europe and for all the world was just a very, very powerful day. In the first moment or two, I just want to say, please join me in taking a moment to reflect on the importance of this day and remember all those who have served and continue to serve our country and for all the families. I sent out an email to clients and prospects yesterday commemorating this, and I got so many returned back. If you're not on our email list, to let us know. You can email me, Craig at Craig James Financial. That's Craig at CraigJamesFinancial.com. And, occasionally we send out these different letters and or little emails that sometimes they have nothing to do with business, just like this. It has nothing to do with retirement. But I want to let you know something. we wouldn't have retirement today if it wasn't for those 160,000 people crossing the English Channel 70 years ago. We would not have the freedoms that we have today. So I do want to take a good time just to thank all of you, those that serve now. I'm very, very impressed, and thank you for your service. Another topic, because it's in the news, and we're very excited. Go Rangers! They're on their second game. They play tonight. We are live again, so we're excited to see them. This is June 7th, Saturday. And we're excited to see the Rangers, take another shot at beating the LA Clippers. And third, coming up in a few hours, is California Chrome. I mean, I could just talk about the exciting things happening. But I do want to talk about retirement as well and things that derail your retirement. So if you're just joining us today, this is Craig Ferrantino. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the LA Kings. That's right. The Rangers beat the Kings. So we're hoping for that. Hey, I grew up an Islanders fan. And, I switched to the Rangers because it's been 20 years. And so, let's give them their due. I am rooting for the Rangers. Some people that some clients I talk to, I'm not rooting for the Rangers, but, we are here. So, California Chrome, don't know much about that horse. Looks like a good runner. So let's see what he does in Belmont. Belmont's a very different track. So, there is some challenge there. All right. So we're talking today. I have one more thing to talk about. I am told I'll be in Newsday on Monday, the 9th of June, they came by, took a picture of me in the office. It's nothing more frustrating. You got work to do. You got clients coming in. We're preserving people's assets, dealing with tough markets sometimes, and you get a distraction. Somebody wants to take your picture. They want to interview you, but it happens a lot. At Craig James Financial. And so I'm pleased to announce that if you haven't seen a picture of me, I don't think there's much to look at, but you can come take a look at it anyway. I'll be in Monday's Newsday. They do a profile of a company, I think, every Monday, and they asked me a bunch of questions. It was an hour-long interview. I there's no way you could put an hour-long of what we talked about in Newsday, but I'm told that it'll run this Monday, the 9th of June. And of course, retirement is what we're talking about. I'm also going to be, I had a long talk with them. Maybe we'll do a radio show on this from Long Island Business News. Great, great paper. They talk about how do you find an advisor, planner, investment professional, and what should the public be looking at? So maybe we'll do a whole show on that, because the reporter brought up some very, very good points, and we were able to hash it out together. Okay, so that's my 3-minute introduction there. Let's talk about retirement derailers what can derail your retirement. Now, I want to say there is no word called derailer in the English language. There is a word, derailleurs, derailleurs. That's the French word, and we use that when we have a multi-speed bicycle. The thing that changes the gears are things that get you, quote, off track, are the derailers. So when I'm saying retirement derailers, I'm using the French word. Derailment is a proper English word, but retirement derailers is the French word. Okay, so in last year, about 1,000 employed and retired Americans between the ages of 50 and 70 with at least 100,000 more in investable assets, 90% of them said they experienced a retirement derailleur, something that took them off track. And this is from a survey from Ameriprise that was run in February of 2013. Here are some of the retirement derails. Now, if you want to get on the conversation, this is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the host of It's All About Retirement. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services, based in Millville. Our number in the office is 631-393-2888. But today we're talking about retirement derailleurs. And if you want to give us a call here right in the studio, 631-451-1039, 631-451-1039. So the top 10 retirement derailleurs are, and I know I'm saying this wrong, and this is where we need my co-host Jenna did study French as part of her undergraduate training, and she'd be correcting me each and every time. The top 10 derailers are, number one is supporting one or more grown children. So they didn't expect it. You go into retirement and we're all excited, and retirement's where we want to be, and we have all this money, and maybe you're 60, 65, 70, and you find yourself in a position where you're supporting somebody. one of your grown children. There's a, you know, and we see this a lot in the practice. Oh, you know, he's come into some hard times. We got to give them some money, or she just got divorced and got a kid, and you know, Bob, it's a negative situation, and so we're giving them several thousand dollars a month or whatever. So that becomes one of the first situations where we have retirement derailers, because here you are, you've done everything to plan a beautiful retirement for you and your spouse or significant other, and you're sitting there and you're like, oh, where did this come from? You know, and I got broadsided on the left or the right. You're driving around, you're cruising, the sun is beautiful, it's a great day, and you got hit. So that's one of our first retirement derailers. And after the break, we are going to talk more about some of these things. Come on, join our conversation, 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. What can take you off track of your retirement? What can really pull you under the water? You're swimming, you're having fun, and then this undercurrent just brings you down. Well, we're going to talk about 9 more of them after the break. Welcome back. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services, based in Melville, New York. And today we're talking about retirement derailers. My co-host, Jenna Hudson, is away in Nashville on an important business conference. So we're excited for her. Before the break, we talked about some of the things. You know, you're cruising along. You have a great retirement. A survey of Americans aged between 50 and ages 50 to 70 with $100,000 more of investable assets. 90%. That's a high percentage. You know, when you look at, you know, sometimes you do surveys, you don't know what the answers are going to be or what the results are going to be. And here's a case where 90% said they experienced a retirement derailer in those retirement years. And today we're talking about some of these things and maybe some solutions to make sure that your retirement is not derailed. And so we still have an agenda. Now, if you want to join the conversation, you know, feel free. If you have a question about your retirement, or if you have a story for us, or you want to tell our listeners some of your experiences, I could tell you a lot of stories in my experience. 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. One more time, 631-451-1039. Feel free to come in. We are live today on this beautiful Saturday, the 7th of June. We talked about the Ranger game. We talked about California Chrome. We talked about D-Day, most importantly, in the history of D-Day. And we also talked about supporting one or more grown children when you didn't expect it. You know, things come up and you didn't expect it. I have a very well-to-do client, has their kid, one of their kids living with them, again, some situation, and is spending several, I'd say about $9,000 a month out of their life savings, and finding out, and I said, you know, I could write on the back of an envelope with this kind of, supporting this person. She, you know, of course, as a mom, you go into retirement, you don't think that you're going to be supporting one or more grown children. But I said, I could write on the back of an envelope just how many months and how many years you'll have before things will get very tight for you, and you have to do something else, like sell a house or sell some other properties that they have. And we want to be in a situation where we don't, you know, we all have a heart, and obviously we don't want to put children away, but grown children are, there are some things that would protect them. The most important thing is that we want to make sure our clients are protected, and that they're not doing any undue burden out of their accounts to support other people when their own lives will be threatened. And it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to deal with. Another derailer is, some people are anticipating an inheritance. It feeds into the first part here. And, I don't need to save for retirement. I got this great, I'm going to have this great inheritance from so-and-so. And then they realize that their parents or whatever required extensive medical care that wasn't covered or had to pay extra so they can get the level of care that they needed. And a lot of the inheritance, unfortunately, is not there. And so that's another thing that could take you off your retirement goals. Even though you did everything right going into retirement, you could have some issues going out of retirement. Another derailer is to spend a lot of money on home repairs. You have some undue burdens on the home that you didn't realize you would have. We have a lot of people who had very good retirements, and then the Tropical Storm Sandy hit. And there's, FEMA this, and, insurance company is going to cover that. And we're finding people, to lift a house is six figures. And unfortunately, for most of the people that I'm dealing with that are clients that have had houses on the water or near the water, they're kicking a lot more out of their pockets than they thought. And first of all, they're filling out forms up the wazoo, and they're doing just a tremendous amount of their own monies going in just so that they could live. Yeah, to live. You know, it's like, yeah, they're having to spend easily six figures to get their homes back to where they should be. And I'll tell you, it's been a year and several months, and there's a lot of people that they're not there yet. They're just not there yet. So that's another derailer. Another derailer that we don't think about is increasing taxes. You know, Long Island is, I've heard that New York State is at number 48 out of 50 states, number 48th worst tax state. And, unless you plan for increasing taxes, you'll find that more of your life savings is paying people that you weren't that interested in paying. And that's one of them. So what can you do? Well, let me give one more before our listeners need to say paying for significant medical bills and then using retirement savings. We're starting to see that not in my practice, but I hear from other advisors, other investment professionals that that people are starting to dip into their IRAs and dipping into 401ks just to pay the medical bills, so that it was designed for retirement and for the expenses they have in retirement, but they weren't really thinking of medical bills. Things have changed with our medical system, depending on your age, and people are paying a lot more. I saw a family of five paying their own health insurance. It was $2,124. That's a month, not a year. That's a month, just to pay for the family of five with dental, which I thought was a phenomenal amount of money. Of course, they do well, but I still think that's a lot to be paying. So. If you're listening to me and you say, geez, I'm not really sure, what can I do to protect my retirement? You want to give our office a call, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services and a host of this retirement show called It's All About Retirement. And today, we're talking about things that could derail your retirement. If you want to join our conversation here in the studio, 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. So, what are some tips that you could ensure that your retirement is not derailed? What can you do to... Now, derailed is a word. Derailment is a word. Derailers, retirement derailers, is not unless you're using the French. So what can you do to make sure that your retirement is not derailed? Number one is you want to start saving now. Take advantage of compounding growth. I do have an illustration here that when people asked what they would have done differently, 50% of the same survey respondents said that they wished they would have started saving earlier. Indeed, because the power of compounding, starting to save for retirement just a few years earlier, can make a huge difference in the end. Let's give you an example. A 30-year-old puts $400 a month into a tax-deferred retirement plan, such like a 401k or an IRA, and that will generate $1,015 per month in retirement income for 30 years, beginning at the age of 65. For 35 years, that individual saving from ages 30 to 65, he or she will have contributed $168,000 to the account. Now, you wait 10 years, a 45-year-old makes the same amount of total contributions, and they're paying $700 per month because now they got to catch up in the same retirement account, even though he or she has contributed the same dollar amount, because the savings compounded for 15 fewer years, he or she has about 20% less during retirement. So one of the things is to start saving earlier. If you're younger, not in the 50 to 70, let's put some more money away. Let's make sure we spend more time putting money away. And that's so, so very important. Another thing, and if you're not sure about your retirement, you want to give us a call, 631-393-2888 in the office. We're on the web, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, host of It's All About Retirement, and I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services. So most importantly, I think, is to prepare a retirement plan. You know, unless you plan to work until the day you die, so I got it very, very close to me. My own dad kept working. He was like 78 when he retired. He was planning on working. He saw retirement as dying, you know, premature death. But unless you plan on working until you die, you want to make sure that you prepare a retirement plan. A retirement plan is an integral part of your overall investment plan. And so we need to designate these assets to get you squared away. And think seriously about things you may want to spend money on before retirement is another solution to the problem. You know, if you want to help children or grown children, then let's put some money away sooner just to have that. And say, okay, we've put some money away, and just in case you had some problems, grown children, we've put some money away, and here's the budget that we have for you, and this is what we've put away. Otherwise, we're relying on everything else in our retirement plan. So, you know, one of the things we really want to do, if you're unsure about anything that I've said, you want to give our office a call, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. You can send me an email, craig@craigjamesfinancialservices. If you're not totally comfortable with everything that you've done for your retirement, you need to take action. This is the type of thing that we could talk about it, but if you don't want to be in the top 10 retirement derailers, or you want to protect yourself from something that may happen in the future, you want to give our office a call, because, hey, we do this all day. This is what we do. It's greatly rewarding to us and our staff when we truly help someone prepare for their retirement, and we've properly planned for some of these things. Very, very critical. We want to be able to do that for our clients and for the public if you give us a call. 631-393-2888 is our number. Again, thanks to all the veterans who've helped us on D-Day enjoy the freedoms that we have. And do look at Long Island Business News and Newsday this week, and you'll see our little article in there. Until next week, thank you. Remember, it's all about retirement. Thank you.